First of all, as I've begun all the shiurim, I will say Chazdei Hashem ki lo somnu ki lo cholu rachamav hoydul Hashem ki toiv ki lo chazdei. This is the first time I am giving this shiur since before Tisha B'Av. So for that, we have to be thankful to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, number one.
Amen.
Okay.
Amen.
Number two, I Baruch Hashem, I cannot tell you from deep in my heart how much I appreciate everybody's brachas and tefillas. And Baruch Hashem that tomorrow will complete my first week of chemo. And Baruch Hashem, I'm feeling pretty good. So I have to thank you all for that. That's because of your tefillas. And your brachas, to keep davening, please, that I should be able to feel well and keep davening that the side effects should stay away from me. Okay.
I mean,
that's how I'm feeling. That's why I made cheer tonight at 8 o'clock. I'm trying to conserve a little bit the energy level. So we'll be able to keep going here. So I thank you all very much for your attendance and your involvement and your feelers, as I said before. And we greatly, greatly appreciate it. We're also welcoming Mrs. Wiesenberg on. So here we go right now. We are starting on Shmuel Bey's new Perik Vov, the sixth Perik in Shmuel Bey's. And this is going to be an incredible story here. It's going to take us a little bit of time to be able to get through this entire Perik of Novi. So let us begin. By Yosef O David es kol bochor b'Yisrael. David gathered in kol bochor m'Yisrael. Every bochor from Yisrael, shloishim elef. He gathered in 30,000. This pasuk is rather succinct. So it does not say David HaMelech. It's by Yosef O David. It's called Bochor B'Yisrael. Rashi says, L'fisha nesu olav kishim lichu b'chevro. Remembering what we discussed before, all the way back before Tisha B'Av, David HaMelech initially became king in Chevron. And this was the Yasif Ashniya. And that's why it says, Vayosef, Rashi says it was the second gathering of people who followed him, perhaps followers. And therefore it says, Vayosef, there was another gathering, and the gathering was of 30,000 bachurim. Now, the word bachur, we know it means a young man. Call somebody a bachur before he gets married. However, the word bachur has other meanings as well. And the word bachur can also mean someone who is chosen. Chosen. And now there is another sefer in Navi, which corresponds to the sefer in Malachim. Anybody know the name of the sefer in Navi, which corresponds to the sefer in Malachim? You all know it. It's really the history. Anybody know what I'm referring to? Divrei Hayomim. Divrei Hayomim is the history of the Nevi'im Rishonim, which is Yoshua, Shoftim, and Shmuel and Malachim. And there it discusses that exactly what transpired with this choosing and acquiring these 30,000 Bachurim. But the word Bachurim also means chosen. 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 And there's a big discussion, which is rather succinct, about whether David HaMelech anointed, or I shouldn't say anointed, gave smicha to 90,000 Zakenim that day. And he wanted that everybody should choose Shleishim Elef Muvchorim, 30,000 chosen people from the cities. From the 90,000, they got 30,000 who now were accompanying David HaMelech. Now, we have an issue. David HaMelech became the king. David HaMelech became the king after Shaul. We discussed many, many years ago why Shaul was deposed. David HaMelech became the new king. And now, Somebody please tell me, David HaMelech is the king. What is missing in Klal Yisrael? They're in Eretz Yisrael. David HaMelech is king. What's the next step? What's missing? Somebody unmute themselves and tell me what's missing.
Uniting everybody up. Uniting all the people.
What? Doing what to all the people?
He needs to unite them all.
Okay, that's a very good point. We mentioned that last, a very good point. We mentioned in our last year, going back to before Tisha B'Av, that that's what David HaMelech did. Everybody from Yehuda anointed him while he was in Chevron. Then he moved to Yerushalayim, and everybody from Shaul's camp anointed him as well. And even the non-Jews of the world recognized him. We said, so your point is a very well-taken point that was done. So what's the next step? What's missing in Klal Yisrael? You all know. Because I'm not going to answer the question until somebody says it. What's missing in Klal Yisrael? At this juncture. Come on, come on, come on.
The Ark of Hashem, they needed to set that up, and that is what the next step was, was the Ark of Hashem.
Excellent, 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 Mrs. Wiesenberg, again, but remember, the Aron, which we are now going to learn about them getting, the Aron was going to be housed where? Where was the Aron going to be housed? No. Where was the Aron housed? Come on. You all know.
To the city of David?
Be more specific, please. Where was the Aron HaKodesh housed?
In LBED.
The Aron HaKodesh was housed in which building? Where do we house the Aron HaKodesh? No. In which building? I am getting very... Which building do we house the Aron HaKodesh in? Come on.
The temple.
Why are you saying it is a question mark?
I don't know, because nobody else answered.
Well, the Aron HaKodesh is in the Beis HaMikdash.
Right.
Was there a Beis HaMikdash yet in Klal Yisrael at this point when David HaMelech became king? Yes or no?
Oh.
Oh. Oh is not an answer. Yes, yeah. Or no? Okay, I see that we are lacking in our Jewish history. David HaMelech, at this point when he became king, there was... No. Yes or no? Was there a Beis HaMikdash or not?
No.
I'll go for no. Okay, that's a vote for no. Doesn't sound too confident, but we'll take that no. The Beis HaMikdash was built by who? Who built the first Beis HaMikdash?
Mm-hmm.
Who?
Shlomo
HaMelech, the son of who?
David
HaMelech. So therefore there was no Beis HaMikdash yet. Now David HaMelech, as Mrs. Wiesenberg said before, now united all of the Jewish people. So what do we have to do now? Jewish people are united. We have a king. We're in Eretz Yisrael. What's the next step? What are we missing? We're missing the... Beis HaMikdash.
We're missing the Beis HaMikdash.
Oh, it does. Now, to build the Beis HaMikdash, the most important vessel in the Beis HaMikdash was?
The tablets of Moshe.
The tablets of Moshe, Givaldik. Where were the tablets of Moshe contained? In the what? No. You said it before.
The tablets were in the ark.
Oh, the tablets were in the ark. Now, next week you're all going to be...
But David couldn't build...
Whoa, one second. Don't jump ahead yet. Let's go step by step. Next week, everybody will be tested on all this information. David HaMelech became king. David HaMelech was accepted by everybody in Klal Yisrael. Now David HaMelech knew that something was missing and lacking, and he had to build it, and that was the Beis HaMikdash. But in order to build the Beis HaMikdash, something else was also lacking in Klal Yisrael. And that was the Aron, which was taken into captivity in the time of Eli HaMelech, who was one of the Shoftim, who lived before David HaMelech. And the Aron was not in place at this juncture. So David HaMelech now had to get the Aron, which is a monumental undertaking. The Aron is the holiest physical object that was ever placed in the world. The Aron HaKodesh was initially built in Shemayim and came down. The Aseres HaDibros were initially made in Shemayim and came down. And they were placed in the Aron HaKodesh. And the Aron HaKodesh was in the Kodesh Kadoshim, the Holy of Holies of the Mishkan. The Mishkan traveled with Klal Yisrael for 40 years in the desert. The Mishkan then came to Eretz Yisrael for 14 years. It was in Gilgal. And then for 369 years, it was in Shiloh. And then it was in Nov and Givon. And during the time it was in Nov and Givon, the Aron was not with Klal Yisrael. And now David HaMelech has become king, and David HaMelech is king of all of Klal Yisrael, and everybody's united behind him. It's time to start the rebuilding, or the building. And David HaMelech and Shmuel HaNavi spent time, and they designated which spot the Kodesh Baruch Hu wanted the Beis HaMikdash to be built on. And they knew the spot. In order now, they purchased the spot, and now we have an issue of the Aron. So Shmuel Beis, Perik Vov, is David HaMelech chooses 30,000 special people. And as Mr. Wiesenberg said, Pasik Beis. I'm going to read it with the trump because I'm very excited. Shame. Adinoi Tzavos, Yoshev Akruvim, Olov. David HaMelech ventured to get back the Aron. David HaMelech got 30,000 people, and David HaMelech, as I said before, by Yosef David, it does not say the word Melech, by Yosef O David, because David HaMelech was an Onov. He got 30,000 people gathered together. He looked for their Eitzah, got their Eitzah, now decided it's time to get the Aron. And the shame refers to the Gemara, Baba Basra says, the Aron contained the Luchos Achro, the Luchos Shniyos, which were given to Klal Yisrael on Yom HaKippurim, and it also contains the broken Luchos. The broken Luchos are also in the Aron. Those were broken on Shavasa B'Tamis, when Klal Yisrael sinned with the Chet HaEgel, Rachmana L'Tzlan. So in the Aron we have the Luchos Shniyos and the Luchos Rishonos, which were broken, Rachmana L'Tzlan. And from here we learn that a Talmid Chacham who forgets his Torah is still considered Choshev, because there is Chashivas to the stones of the Luchos Rishonos. So now David HaMelech is going to get the Aron. Now this is a very serious undertaking. To get the Aron is a very serious undertaking. So here we go. Vayakam, he got up. Vayelech David Cholom. They all went together. Vayakivu es Aron ho Elokim el Agolo Chadosho. What is an Agolo Chadosha meaning? A new wagon. Now what did they do? They put the Aron on a new wagon, Vayisa'u, and they carried it, Mibeis Aminodov, where it was until this point, Hashem Begivu. Ve'uzo v'achyo v'nei Aminodov. Uzo and Achyo, the children of Avinodov, Noagim Esu Agolo Chadosho, they were leading the Agolo, They were leading the wagon. And here we go, here we go, here we go. Vayisa uhu mi beis aminodo v'sheba giva. They took it from the beis aminodo, which is giva, imaron ha'olokim, v'achyo ho'lech l'fnei orin, and Achyo was walking in front of the orin. V'david v'chol beis Yisrael, David and all of Klal Yisrael, the 30,000 people that were with him at least, and I don't know how many others, v'david v'chol beis Yisrael, misachakim, Lifnei Hashem. The Betzudas Tzion says the word Nesachakim means Semechim. They were joyous. They were joyful about thinking and acting upon bringing the Oren back to Klal Yisrael. V'dovid v'chol beis Yisrael Nesachakim Lifnei Hashem. V'chol atzei v'roshim. And all types of musical instruments, uvechinorois, uvenevolim, uvesupim, uvemananayim, uvetzeltzolim, all types of musical instruments. There was an incredible simcha going on. Stop. Now I am going to say something right now, which I did not see, but this is the pshat, I believe, what's happening right now. This is an important moment in Klal Yisrael. And when there are important moments, there is a person who's not invited to the important moment. And he comes at an invitation, and his goal is to mess things up. Are you aware of this person? He's not on your wedding list for those people who make weddings. He's not on your bar mitzvah list. He's not on your party list. He's not on the list of people invited to bring the Oren back. But he comes. What's his name?
Yes.
Who?
Uza?
No.
Uza? No.
No. He has a two-word name.
Sorry.
He has a two-word name. He's not really a human being. No. Somebody tell me. He comes around to mess things up. He has a two-word name. He's really kind of like a maloch.
The Yetzer Hara?
The Yetzer Hara. The Yetzer cannot tolerate when the Jewish people are doing the right thing and they are about to embark upon a simcha which will bring Klal Yisrael to very high levels. He's not really interested. And that's the same thing when there's a wedding. And the chos and the kala are about to go under the chuppah and they're going to make a new house in Klal Yisrael. The Satan, the Yetzer Hara, the same thing, tries to come to mess things up. Let the mechutanim get into a fight. Let the caterer mess something up. Let the band mess something up. Let it be rainy. Let there be no parking. Who knows what he can do? Ksuba. Chasana. So now here we have this incredible event. Comes along the Yetzer Hara. Vayavo ad Goyre Nochoin. They came to Goyre Nochoin. Ay, 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 ay. The name of a place. And what happened? Vayishlach Uza el Aron ho Elokim. Vayochez bo. Uza stuck out his hand toward the Aron. The Holy Ark, Vayochez bo, grabbed onto it, ki shomtu abokar, because the cattle leading the wagon moved. And what was he afraid of? What was he afraid of? Somebody tell me. What was he afraid of? The wagon was shaking. What was he afraid of? No.
Was he afraid that the arm was going to fall?
Oh, he was afraid that the arm was going to fall. Mrs. Merz. We have all I got in Ochoi. My Yishlach was a Laran Olakim. My Yochezbo, he grabbed onto it. Ki Shom to Habakkar. He was afraid that it might fall. He was afraid it might fall. Oh, yeah. Now what happened? I'm sorry for all the singing tonight. It's such a joy to be in this year. Such a joy to be in this year. Ay, 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 ay. He thought it needed a helping hand in order not to fall. And you know what happened as a result of him doing that? First, Hashem got angry at Uzzah. And a Kaddish Baruch Hu killed him on the spot for the act of shoygeg that he was involved in by trying to hold up the Oren because he thought it was falling. By Yom HaShom, and he died there in Aron Elokim, in front of the Oren Elokim, he died. He died there in front of the Oren Elokim. Why did he die? What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? What did Uzzah do wrong? Nope. Somebody tell me, what did Uzzah do wrong? What did Uzzah do wrong?
Did he touch the arm with his hands?
Yeah. So it seems to be, that's correct. What did he do wrong? What did he do wrong? What did
he shouldn't have touched it, no?
Why not? He thought it was falling.
Because he wasn't a Levi?
No, that's not a bad answer. He should not have touched the Aron because that meant that he thought the Aron was going to fall. And the Aron was capable of carrying the people that carried it. Kal v'chaymeh, the Aron was capable of carrying itself. Saying that the Aron could fall is a prisus, is a degradation in the covet of the Aron and ultimately the covet of Hashem. And someone who displays a lack of kavod towards the Kodesh Baruch Hu in this situation dies. Dies. And here is the spoiler. We have this great scenario. And all of a sudden, in the height of this great scenario, there is a sin that's perpetrated. And the sin leads to death of Uzzah. It's unbelievable. Says the Pasuk, Vayichar LeDavid, Al Asher Poratz Hashem Peretz B'Uzzah. Hard Pasuk to read. Vayichar LeDavid means David was not angry at God. It means David was angry at himself. Himself. That's why he does not say the word af. David was angry at himself. Al Asher Poratz Hashem Peretz B'Uzzah. Vayichar LeMakamu Peretz Uzzah. Ariyam Azen, this place is called Peretz Uzzah. The pierce of the breaking of Uzzah. Vayira David is Hashem Bayemahu, and David became frightened of Hashem on that day. Vayira David, and David became frightened of Hashem on that day. Vayemarech Yobo Eli or an Hashem, what's going to be? Ay, 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 ay. And the Malbim says an incredible concept, a fundamental, which is incredibly important in understanding Judaism. Are you ready? Are you ready for this concept?
Ready.
Pirish. David, Ovid, Tomid, Me'avo, Misimcho, Ba'avoido. David was constantly serving Hashem, Tomid, with Ava and with Simcho, with love and with joy. Be'avoido, Kizois, Torik, Albaleo, Shepach, Chesed, Barachim, Toy, Besimcho. And an avoid in which you show disrespect to God empties the barrel of love and happiness. Now on this day, when David saw what Uzzah did, he was frightened by what happened to Uzzah because it was a lack of covenant. David HaMelech fell from the lofty level of serving God through love to serving God through Yirah, which is a lower level. And therefore he responded and said, Eich Yavo Eli Aron Hashem. He understood that he lost his level. And therefore he said, what am I going to do? Well, Yavo David lost his level. Aron Hashem, Aliyah David. He didn't want to bring, he felt unworthy to bring the David, to bring the Oradir David, to start the construction of Beis HaMikdash, Vayateu David Beis Oved Edom Agiti, and he left it in the home of Oved Edom Agiti. He did not take the Orad. It's incredible. He didn't take the Orad. He felt unworthy. Vayeshev Aron Hashem Beis Oved Edom Agiti Shlosha Chadosh. The Orad stayed in the home of Oved Edom Agiti for 3 months. And God blessed Oved Edom and his entire family. Now, Oved Edom was a Levi. Because David HaMelech, two mistakes were made over here. Number one is that David should not have let the Oren been carried on a wagon. It's not covered for the Oren. Number two, it should be carried on human shoulders of people who are Levi'im. Not Kahanim, but Levi'im.
What is this for?
And therefore, there was a problem here, a double whammy, if you want to call it. And the Malbim says that this came about, that David forgot. He didn't get a Levi and he allowed for a wagon. And in the midst of this, Uzzah mistakenly touched the Oren because he was afraid it was going to fall, which was a mistake. And the Malbim says this all goes back to one word in Pasuk Hey. V'David v'chol beis Yisrael misachakim lefnei Hashem. What does misachakim mean? We say it means smechim. But the word tzchoik, what does the word tzchoik mean? Does anybody know what the word tzchoik means? Tzchoik really means laughter in a way in which you're lacking fear of God. It's not a simcha that has fear of God running through it. It's a simcha that's lacking. And therefore, David HaMelech realized that because they did not conduct themselves with the nth degree of kavod, Uzzah died. And he lost his madrega of Avon Simcha. And he was down to a madrega of Yira. And he felt not roy to bring the Oren back. And the last Pasuk tonight, Pasuk Yidbeis, Vayugad Lemelech David, Lemo Beirach Hashem, is Beis Oved Edom. Then David was informed that the Oren in Beis Oved Edom gave the family bracha. It's called Shalom Babor Aron Hulakim. And David realized, Vayelev David, Vayalas Aron Elohim, Beis Oved Edom, here David. He realized now he can bring the Oren back. They have reached the right Madrega, and says the Malbim one word. The Pasuk says one word. Vayalas Aron Elohim, Beis Oved Edom, here David, Besimcha. He brought it Besimcha. He brought it back Besimcha. Says the Malbim, Besimcha, Loi B'Yira. Not with Yira Upachad. Rak ba'avo v'simcha, because he saw the chesed, and therefore David HaMelech reattained his madrega of avo and simcha. So the Malbim tells us an incredible theme running through the 12 psukim Shmuel Beis, Kapitel Vav, and the theme is that even David HaMelech made a mistake. And instead of using simcha, he used schoik. And the schoik led to all types of problems. Uzzah touched the Oren. They used the Agola. They used the wagon. They didn't use Levi'im. And David HaMelech felt that he was no longer roy. He was no longer worthy of taking the Oren back to Yerushalayim, and therefore he didn't. And the Oren now was away for Klal Yisrael for another 3 months. Until David HaMelech saw that the Aron was blessing the house of Oved Edom Agiti, and now he realized that perhaps it is time. And this time he went to bring back the Aron, not with tzchoik, but with simcha. Simcha is a Jewish midah of having simcha without hayilus, without lack of discipline. One can dance at a wedding. But if Chas V'Shalom, there's any small hint of promiscuity at the wedding while you're dancing, that's not the simcha that you need. If there's any hint of some type of lack of kavod. It's not the simcha. When those happen, the simcha is reduced and it's no longer Jewish simcha. And the pressure comes about because of that person that we don't invite to our simchas. But he comes anyways. When that person comes, he's destructive. So I'm stopping now because there's a new share at 8:30, given by a wonderful person, much better than me. So I'm going to stop, and I will let Rebbetzin Cohen start her share at 8:30. Thank you all for coming. Next week we'll continue. Bez Hashem, Hatzlocha Rabba Ad Ma'ot.
You're good, Rabbi. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Thank you.
For Shlema and Toda Rabba.
Amen. Amen.